Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there today? Hope y'all having a Tuesday was a pretty good day. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for listening in today. All right, what does love mean to you? That's what we're talking about today on Issues of the Day. I want to know what love means to everybody out there, whether it's a love for your car, family member, friend, spouse, you know, house, clothes, jewelry, whatever it means. I want to know what does love in general mean to you. I want to get, you know, get everybody's opinion today on what love means to them. So call into the show, 347-326-9697, all right? But right now, you know how we do. Song of the Day. Song of the Day today is from Jamie Foxx's last album called The Three-Letter Word. All right? Right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. Issues of the Day. What does love mean to you? All right, and go to the first caller. Hey, thanks for calling. This is Other Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
No, I was calling because I went to your site and I was looking at what you were saying about the N-word. Am I late?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. That was actually last night's show.
Okay.
But if you want to make a quick comment about that show, basically that show was about the use of it and the negative impact that it has on African Americans and how we should really try to work on getting stop using that word. Pretty much that's what the show was about.
Right, and I mean, I'm gonna tell you this. I agree. I'm a black female, and I'm not really, you know, concerned about using the word black African American because it's all a label. But the thing is, you know, a lot of black people we're our own worst enemy sometimes. And one of the things I see is that, you know, we use the word nigga with affection, but that's not an affectionate word.
No, it's not.
It's not. And the thing is, we're using something that white people gave us, and we call ourselves this name. And, I mean, it's just one of those things. We're taking a word that was used out of hate and trying to turn it into something out of love, but there's no love in that. There's no love in it. That's all.
And that's what I was trying to get across last night and to my listeners, that, you know, we're trying to turn this into something cool and something that's hip. But, you know, as soon as somebody else outside, quote unquote, the black race uses the word, then we're ready to fight. Well, we shouldn't even be using it either, because it's nothing positive behind that word.
White people, if we're willing to fight white people for calling us niggers, you see what I'm saying? I mean,
exactly.
If we're mad at white folks for calling us niggers, why are we going to let another black person call us a nigger? I mean, there's no distinction in between. There's no affection in that word.
Yeah, and I was hoping to get more calls last night about the show, because I definitely wanted to get other opinions about that particular topic, because I basically created that topic last night due to the fact that I saw Whoopi Goldberg on the show called The View. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that show on television, a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It was on The View. Her and another female, and I'm not even sure who the host is. I don't even watch that show. I was just browsing and came to it. But it was Whoopi Goldberg had pretty much stated that she feels like it's okay to use that word, but nobody else is entitled to use it.
Well,
and pretty much break it down to
understand, the thing that we have to understand, especially, you know, unfortunately for the African-American people here, we have to understand that sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And that's what, you know, I mean, you know, I'm thinking I am one wrong comment away from somebody calling me the N-word. Even though I'm college educated, I have a good job, make good money. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, if we are calling ourselves this thing, what are white people thinking about us?
Oh, they're laughing. They're laughing hard to
life. They think it's cute because they're watching us destroy ourselves.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're watching us destroy ourselves. And, you know, there are a lot of successful black folks out there. I don't mind being called black because, I mean, I'm not black, I'm brown, but it doesn't matter. But the thing is, that word was used in a negative connotation. I've talked to a lot of white people about that word, and a lot of white people actually take offense to it, but a lot of white people have used that word.
Yeah.
So, you know, they said, oh, well, we didn't know what it meant.
Oh, they know.
We didn't know. I used it until I found out what it meant. Now I don't use the N-word anymore, but y'all, this is what they told me. Y'all use that word. And that's the thing. White people are looking at the fact that we are using the N-word regularly, frequently, with everybody.
Yeah. Actually, it was funny. I was watching my old DVD for a show I'm going to do in the future. I was watching an old DVD today. It was a hip-hop artist called The Game.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching his first DVD that he had on his album called The Documentary. And I can at least count. He was just talking within one sentence. I think he probably used a nigga word probably more than 10 times in one sentence without even thinking about it. It was just, he was running it off. And like I was saying last night, we have come to use that word so much as like second nature to us. We don't even realize we're even saying it so much because we're using it so much.
I'm convicted. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, my friends use it. You know, all my little black girlfriends, we'll call each other the N-word and this and that. And, I mean, the thing is, it's, we have to get out of that. I mean, you know, we're so used to using it. It's kind of like if you think about, I don't know if you've ever ate chitlins, but, you know, that's slave food.
And no, I never ate chitlins.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You should not, because that was slave food. Same thing with nigger. That's a slave name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the white people used to call us. And now we have adopted these rituals, these names, these foods and things like that that are killing us. And, I mean, unfortunately, we do have freedoms and rights that we didn't have 100 years ago, but our generation is taking all the freedoms and rights that we have now, and we are just abusing everything. And my thing is this, don't, if you're proud to be black, go ahead, but my thing is don't take what the white man gave us and try to turn it into something.
Exactly. When you say you went to my website, are you part of my email list? How did you find my site?
Yeah, I'm on your site now. I'm on your site now. So,
okay.
Because
what I do on my show is Monday through Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, Monday through Thursday at 8 o'clock. And then, like last week, I had a series on how to be a better black man, black woman. Then we did the N-word yesterday. Today, actually, to get you up to date, we're talking about what does love mean to you? And that goes as far as men, women, whatever. What does love mean?
Well, I can speak on that too.
Yeah, man. Well, come on. This is what this was designed for. It wasn't designed for everybody to hear me all night long. I want to hear. I want to hear from everybody else.
What's happening is, and I mean, this is what's odd. I'm in a relationship with a white man.
Okay.
And his family does not care for black people.
So how do you? Hold on. His family doesn't care for black people. So how do you work that out?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult because, you know, he and I talked about it because, I mean, I'm voting for Barack Obama. He's voting for John McCain.
That ain't going to work.
It's not because, you know, he calls Barack an idiot and all this other stuff. But, you know, I told him, I said, how do you reconcile yourself with, you know, I feel like I'm his little black secret, you know, because, I mean, his parents, I guess, his father mainly, you know, didn't like black people and whatnot, and it's kind of like it's taboo for him to date a black woman. And I didn't realize that until I got into the relationship.
So how do you guys get in love and stuff like that if you knew that his family really doesn't, and you noticed that his attitude is almost similar to his family's?
Well, the thing,
indirectly,
I have talked about that at length, and you know, I said, how, you know, you can't bring me around your family. You know, I'm sitting here because, I mean, the thing is, he loves the fact that I get braids in my hair and I'm brown skin. He's like, you just have this pretty brown skin. And I was like, am I your little dirty black secret? Is that what it is?
Mm.
You know, and I mean, the thing is, unfortunately, you know, I've dated black and white. And for me, I mean, you know, I have a male friend that's black, and, you know, unfortunately, some of our black men don't have faith. I feel like some of our brothers don't have faith in us as black women. And you'll see sisters out here with dating these older, and it's always going to be a younger black woman with an older white man.
Let me respond to that by saying this as far as a male's point of view. Male's perspective and point of view. What love means to me, I'm only 29, but I'm still from the old school as far as I believe love is 50-50. I believe love does not cost money. True love does not necessarily cost money. Love is unconditional, that you will kill and die for love. Not literally as far as kill, but you know what I'm saying. You know, that you will sacrifice for love. You would go to the end of the road for love. You would go to a burning building for love. You would dive into a water that you can't even swim in for love. You would jump out in front of a bullet for love. You would go and get that education for love. You would do whatever you had to do for love. That's what love means to me. You would treat love like Jordan treated basketball.
Yeah.
Okay? Or like Tiger Woods treats golf.
Yeah. like my mom treated my daddy. I mean, she loved him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I mean, not to interrupt you, but I mean, the thing is, there are so many good black women out here.
Okay,
I mean,
can I ask you this?
About race, but there are some females out here. They cute. They think they cute. They got the little weave in the hair. Got the little body straight. And I mean, I ain't no big woman. I'm a small woman, but you know, these men. I met many men out here, but you know, this white man is the first man in my life that bought me flowers. He's the first man that took me out for my birthday. He did those things for me, and I mean.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because I'm not sure what city you're from, but I'm from Indianapolis. And here in my city, from what I see, the majority of educated women who actually have it going on, who don't need a man for financial security or anything of that nature, they just need probably man for companionship. But for sisters who do have a career and they do got it going on, they have an attitude. They know they got it going on. They know they're going to make more money than this bus, so they have to carry a certain attitude, and it's not a positive one. It's more of get out of my face type of attitude.
That's true.
So now that's part of the reason why these brothers is like, well, I ain't got time for that, and if I do get you, I'm going to hit you and keep on pushing. Because now you know you carrying this attitude about you. Well, I'm going to show you what that attitude is going to get you. Instead of being happy that you're successful and knowing that yes, you can be confident in your success and in things you have accomplished, but still have that sweet, you know what I mean, that sweetness about you. Not walking around here like, yeah, I know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, I know you don't know me. I don't know you, but I was the same way. I had a very rebellious spirit. I mean, I'm over here making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. Got my own house. I got it going on. You know, I got my own, you know, Jeep and all this other stuff. So I don't need a man. And I mean, I fought so many men because a lot of these women, a lot of these black women out here have been hurt, and you know. If they like, oh, it's hard to find a good man. There's a lot of good black men out here. We don't know who to choose. Black men are confused by the way, the attitudes that black women have. It's like we have a communication problem.
Exactly. Let me let this other caller in, too. Just stay right there.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
No, just calling in to catch up with the conversation. I'm a regular on the show, Foss, calling in. I got the message that the show was about love, so I want to see exactly what we were talking about. What about it?
Well, actually, the discussion is today, what does love mean to you? And the lady I have on, the other caller, the lady here is expressing to me her view on it. I'm expressing mine, and that's pretty much where we're at right now. So it's just basically what does love mean to you? I express that love means to me that love, I'm from the old school, love don't cost a thing, love is 50-50, love is unconditional. You know, you would do anything for love. That's true love, not love with hidden agendas.
That's right.
True,
and I mean,
true,
I was talking to my
love.
Cousin, if I can interject real quick, because I got a song to sing right now, but me and my cousin were talking about, because, I mean, you know, he was telling me about him and his wife, they just got married. And, you know, women, and this is the thing men need to understand about females. If they don't know it already, they need to know. Women are crazy. All of them. I don't care how sweet she is or how cute she looks. All women have a craziness gene in them. But the thing is, with love, you have to be willing. The one thing you have to know about love is you have to be willing. If that man says he ain't happy, and he feels like he needs to go somewhere, if he's honest with that woman and says to that woman, I got to go from here. That woman, if she really loves him, she has to turn him loose and let him find happiness somewhere.
I don't agree. I agree with that. But I don't. The only reason why I don't is because I feel like if it's something that can, I believe a relationship can be fixed or worked on.
But if nobody, how you gonna sit there and let and make that man be miserable?
Well, I'm saying it could be in numerous of things though. It could just be her she doesn't recognize that she might be nagging too much, or she might be cheating, or she, you know, it could be some kind of verbal abuse. You know what I mean? To me, the only things that can't be fixed in a relationship is verbal abuse. I mean, not a verbal abuse, domestic violence and cheating.
Right.
Other thing, everything else, honestly, to me, can be worked on if the person wants to work on it and fix it. That's where that love comes.
But I mean, if
that
man has had enough, if it's me and my man, and he says, you know what, I'm just tired of you.
Okay, give me an example though. What? Give me an example. Shoot me give me an illustration.
Okay, I was dating this brother for a while. I was with him for 4 years. He was going and coming and going and coming. Mm-hmm. And he dealt with me however he felt like dealing with me. And the thing is, and I was in love. I loved him. I gave him thousands of dollars and whatever he needed. Took him to the hospital, went to all his doctor's appointments with him when he was sick. You know, but the thing is, you know, me and him are still getting, I mean, I'm still trapped in a situation where I love this man. I'm with somebody else. And, I mean, I keep telling him, I'm like, you know, I'm always going to love you and we're always going to be friends. But the thing is, I had to let that man go because I would rather him be happy with somebody else than to be miserable with me. Don't sit up here and have your lips poked out because you're with me, you know, because you're not happy here. I told this little white friend I have, if you're not happy and you feel like there's something out there for you, I love that man enough to turn him loose and let him find happiness somewhere else. I don't ever want to be responsible for somebody's misery. And I mean, black women or women in general, they want to hold on to that man. They want to control that man and try to keep that man on a leash. You can't do that with anybody, man or woman. You can't do it.
Carla, you got anything you want to add to that?
Somebody, you can't sit there and try to hold on to somebody that don't want you.
Now, the reality is, right, when whether you're a man or you're a woman, when your mate come to you and tell you, look here, I don't want to be here no more, they already left.
Exactly.
So there's nothing you honestly can do. I mean, you can temporarily put a patch on it, or you can accept the fact that they're going to do some things a little bit different. But most people don't unfold that I don't want to be here card unless they got a plan already in place.
Exactly.
Well, so what is,
so in order
what is
to
the,
love... Go ahead.
What does love mean to you?
What the love mean to me is loving myself. That's the only person I can count on 365 to take care of me. So once I figure out whether it's the love for your brother or your spouse, your mother, whatever the relationship is and how you're going to carry that, if the love for you is not there, the respect for you ain't there, you can't love nobody else.
Amen.
So if I'm with somebody, right, and she tell me, well, look here, you know, it was fun, woo-woo-woo, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to bless her to do something different without any tug-of-war because if she's telling me that, what she's really telling me is mentally I'm already off you. Mm-hmm. We've been fighting through this for a while, and mentally I'm off you. So we just need to make it official. Most people, if they care enough about you and it can be worked out, they'll never mention that. But once that statement comes out as far as being apart or separate, this might not be for me, that's a decision they already made because they done ran that
well,
in their head multiple times.
Every situation is different, and there's exception to every rule.
Right.
But it also depends on the situation, though. That is true, and what both of y'all are saying, but it also depends on what has happened. How long has this been going on? What did happen? What was said? What wasn't said that should have been said? You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
I mean, how do you get that back? You can't get back the words you should have said.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, what I mean by should have said was, if you, let's say you went to her and said, look, I'm just tired of being with you, but you never told her what was getting on your nerves. That's what I mean
right.
by what you should have said. Because she could have stopped whatever she was doing. You just never told her. You just went to her and said, look, I'm tired of you. I'm out.
But if you so opened your mouth to say that, you already have enough.
Communication is the key. We're not communicating with each other. Men and women are not communicating with each other. I don't care what race you are, but women and men don't communicate the same way. A lot of times men don't want to hear women's mouth. I mean, men don't want to hear all of that nagging and all that talking and this is what happened in my day. And I mean, sometimes men just say, where's my pork chop? Where's my collard greens at? They don't want to hear all that talking, all that nagging. Why didn't you do this? I told you to pick my clothes up from the cleaners. And females have got to understand sometimes you've got to give your man a foot rub. Sometimes you've got to fix yourself up.
But honestly, okay, that's kind of the purpose of this topic. What does love mean to you? Now, isn't love worth fighting for? Well, I believe this.
It is.
You know, when you get married, you know, if you're ready to go, you just can't get up and leave. When you're married, that's a different commitment. So that sacrifice for love that you, for better or for worse, the death do you part. You got to fight that out.
Right, but that's why they're divorced.
If the person that you with, and you feel like that you want to move forward into marriage, and every relationship has its test. So you got to be able to, now if it's something that's not worth fighting for, then you're right. You know, break up, do what you got to do. Let me go my way, and I'll holler at you. Two fingers in a cloud of smoke. But if it's something worth fighting for,
but how do you know when something is worth fighting for?
I mean, like I said, it all depends on the situation. It all depends. Everybody's situation is totally different. Every scenario is totally different. I honestly believe if it has nothing to do with cheating or abuse, it has a chance of being worked out.
I mean, I agree with that, but, you know, I mean, and this is one of the things that we have to understand. Sometimes there is no domestic violence. Sometimes there is no... There isn't anything necessarily going on. Ain't nobody cheating or lying or anything, but, you know, people get comfortable in these relationships and they let themselves go. And
yeah, it could just be like a connection thing. Me and you just don't connect. You know, it could be a connection thing. That can't be worked out. You know, if you around somebody, you just trying to, you know, you feel them out, but y'all just don't have no connection. Well, yeah, that could do it too. Mm-hmm. You know, but I picked out like the two biggest things that really just can't necessarily be worked out. Because them two type of things, if you do that once, you'll do it again.
Now, you can work those out. You want to know
so
what
you,
really
you,
kill
you think, you think if you go if you go up beside, if you're a type person, if you're a man that has a habit of going upside a woman's head, and you go upside her head once, you think you won't do it again?
Yeah, now you end up in jail. They'll come pick you
but
up.
I mean, think about
and you
this,
may end
fellas.
Up back at home.
But think about this, fellas. How many times... Be honest with yourselves. You don't have to say anything, but think about how many times you had a female in your life, and all you wanted to do was wrap your hands around her throat.
Well, I had one like
well,
that.
But see, the difference is,
everybody
hold
had
on.
One.
Hold on. But hey, the difference is you can fake it.
You don't do it.
But everybody's thought it. That's my thing, is all that right. If you have not wanted to wrap your hands around somebody's throat, you ain't been in love because...
Yeah, exactly, you done been in love. Everybody looked at they mate at one point in time and said, you know what, I will... But you know what, you're not going to... Unless you really off your rockers like that, off your medication, you're not going to go put your hands on the...
Problem is, you know the law. If it wasn't for the law being against you 100% of the time, domestic violence would be a lot higher than it already is. If you want to go through something you cannot fix... Go through a financial issue. You want to see your mate walk away? Lower your standard of living. They out of there.
Yeah, and that's another thing too that can really damage relationship. But I honestly believe that's why I came up with this. What does love mean to you? Love to me is worth fighting for, as long as you can see that the other person is willing to work on the situation. Because you're not gonna find that person that you're just gonna click with every area of your life. That is unrealistic. So you're gonna have a person that's gonna have some flaws that you may have to adapt to. Now you got to figure out
how far are you willing to go. My thing is,
There's no timetable. However, when your heart has no more left to put out, then it's time to walk away.
But
you have to give yourself that time.
I don't know.
Walk away from things. I mean, you know, everybody goes through something. Men go through things. Females go through things. But the one thing as a black woman or as a woman that I want is I want to find somebody that is willing to go through the fire with me. I want somebody to say, you know what, I love you so much. I'm willing to sit here, and I know you're going through changes. I know, you know, you having troubles. I'm going to sit here with you because I know you're going through changes. But I'm going to love you through all that. I'm going to be here through all of that. No matter what happens to you, I'm going to be here. And I don't have that guarantee. And I think that's what a lot of women go through, is they feel like they're all alone. They feel like these men, when things get tough, these men are going to leave. So
That's an intelligent way, because that's realistic, man. When you going in these relationships like that, and you, especially when you talking about love between man and woman, that is based on experience. So if you a female You know, you may not be promiscuous like I was, so you may only had 10 relationships but be 10 years older than me versus me. I done been through the fire already, so I can meet a woman and easily turn my radar up, and when she say the wrong thing, I'm out of there with no problem. Right. And she can continue to chase me because she ain't had that experience of knowing a man like me. That's the worst part about love, because you carry so much other situations with you throughout life. Women, they get raped, molested. They taught to not trust. They taught to be caring, nurturing. It's natural for them. For a man, it's not the same. You taught to be a fighter. You taught to be a survivor. You taught to be a provider. So long as you're doing those things, in your mind, it's a perfect relationship. But that woman may feel, well, he don't kiss me enough. He don't hug me enough. I got a relationship right now. I work 6-7 days a week. I know I don't see my mate as much as she would like. But in my mind, I'm the provider. So I'm doing a perfect job. If she was on this same conversation, she'd tell you, oh, no, she's slipping here, he's slipping there. But she sticks with that because she understands that I'm not running the street or anything like that. It ain't like I'm on nothing extra. But the fact is, mentally, I'm a provider.
But see,
mentally, she's a nurturer.
Yeah, and see, even with that, she's feeling lonely. She's
right.
Feeling unloved. She's feeling
right.
Neglected. And,
right.
You know, and I mean, it happens in every relationship, but I mean, how much can you give?
Right.
That's my thing with love. When you love somebody, how much do you?
Well, I think I've answered that. You know, once your heart runs out, then once your heart runs, ain't nothing you can do after that, because your heart is what's going, your emotions and your feelings and your heart is going to keep you there. But once that has well run dry, there's nothing left that can be done. It's time to just cut that loose. Now, you might be able to, and I've seen people do this. I've done this before. You break up with somebody, and then, you know, years later, you might end up meeting back up with that person, and y'all get back together, connect again, and you might end up together forever. You never know. Things happen in strange ways. But once your heart is done, you know, hey, I worked, as a matter of fact, when I was with my daughter's mother, and I had asked her to marry me, and she had told me no. No, I had to fight through that emotion. I worked on, you know, you go through the thing of trying to get somebody back. One day I woke up, and I was like, you know what? The hell with her, you know, and kept on pushing. You'll know. It'll hit you.
But
it'll hit you when you really just can't take no more.
Yeah, and the problem with me is I would spend years with these men. I would spend 3 years with one, 4 years with another one, 2 years with this guy, a year with this other guy. I mean, and what I was doing, I have left every relationship I've ever been in except for one. The first relationship I was in, he left me. After that, I started running.
I had a female friend, and I didn't agree with her strategy on this, but, you know, she's married now and happily married, but she gave a guy one strike and one strike only. She loved him.
Three.
But she gave him one. That if he messed up one good time, she was done, and she did not look back. She was on to something else. I don't agree with that, but I guess, you know, it worked for her because she found the guy that she wanted to be, and she's happily married now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it worked for me, man. You know what really worked? Because I swear, man, I done had women, many, multiple, all the time. And out of every woman I ever was with, I could go back to them today like I never left. Some left me, I left them. You have to teach your mate how to love themselves. If you make a person better than what they was when you met them, you improve them somewhere, whether you teach them how to read or how to fix their credit or how to laugh, how to smile, whatever that is, you make that person better, you done your job.
Okay.
That's what love is.
Yeah, you have to upgrade. You have to upgrade the person that you're with.
But
you
that
know,
ain't
you
what
have...
usually happens. It been some women I had, I left them down and now busted, credit scorned, whole thing.
Well, can I ask you why you did that to them? Or why
because
that
because they allowed it. They allowed it. When you meet certain people, you can meet a woman, a man a day, and within the first 5 minutes of the conversation, you know exactly where you want to put that person. So certain people are naturally gullible, because women are naturally nurturers, and they will provide things, and they will do things just to make you happy. Some people are out here trying to buy love. Love does not have a price. But if you have enough money, you can put a fake smile on. If you resolve enough issues, you can get through the day. And I had some women who just wanted to get through the day. But in the process of getting through the day with me, I realized that.
Well, what was different between you and your mate? What caused you to be with your mate in a different way?
The one I got now, because she wasn't going for that.
Okay.
When you meet a real woman or a real man, the old tricks you used to play will not be successful. It won't be. And if it is, you're not in the right spot. If you can identify things right off the front that you know are lies, when you meet somebody that's really on to you and really into you, they'll tell you, they'll call your bluff right up front. No, I'm not for that. I'm not going to do that. That ain't me. That's not my style. And when they stick to their guns about that, that's more of the prize. Just like if you go to the club.
What made you decide to be with your mate? I mean, what was it about her? Because most men want something easy. Most people want something easy. So what was it about your mate that made you feel like, hello?
Yeah, we hear
you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But, I mean, what was it about your mate that said, you know, this girl is different. She ain't going to put up with my nonsense. What was it that made you feel?
Because it was a challenge. That's the key. See, when most men, too, you know, especially a confident man like myself, I consider myself confident. I feel I can walk in any room, wherever some women is at, and work me somehow with no problem. I really live with that. I never had a problem meeting women. So when I was in the process of actually turning my friendship into a relationship with her, I identified, one, that she was down for me. Two, she wanted to learn more. She was ready to grow with me. And three, she wasn't bringing all her past baggage into the situation. Once we start talking and vibing and really digging and spending time, and I realized it was more about us than it was about her or about me as an individual, I knew that was the right place. Now, my past experience when I was doing what I was doing, it was either all about me or all about the other person. When it's all about both people, now you got love and you got something you can build on.
All right, hold on. Let me let this caller into the conversation. Hey, thanks for calling. This is the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment on what does love mean to you?
Just it's Sean calling in, just loving the topic, so I'm just listening for now.
Okay. Well, actually, other caller just gave a brief description on why he chose to, why he's with his particular spouse right now. And basically, we're just having an overview of what does love mean to everybody, when does love run out, you know, when do you fight for love, when do you give up on love, and that's where we're at right now in the conversation.
Okay.
I personally feel like in today's dating game, people are quick to give up because they want that right now love. They want that right now everything. Everything's got to come right now, or I can't deal with it. I can't wait till you get it together. You know what I mean? I can't wait till you figure it out.
Well,
you ain't got to figure it out. If you ain't got the money now, if you ain't got the credit now, if you ain't got none of this now, then I'm cool. Or if you ain't working towards it, I'm cool. You know, or if you had it and
sometimes
you fall off.
Sometimes you have to let people grow. Sometimes you really have to let people grow. You can't make somebody love you back. That's the one thing. I'm 34 years old. I've had to learn it doesn't matter how cute you think you are or how fly you think you are or how much money you think you have. You cannot make somebody love you back.
That's a person you shouldn't even be with in Jump Street.
I think people need to make a better decision.
Huh?
People need to also make better decisions. When they first talking to them, when they go out somewhere, they ought to know, you know, when they first meet an individual, they can tell by that person's conversation if that's the type of person.
Women ain't thinking about that. They're thinking, is he it? Maybe he's it. He's so fly. He's so cute. I mean, women, a lot of women are out there. They're lonely. They're desperate. And, I mean, I've had guys that came up to me, gave me money just for no reason at the club. But see, a lot of women feel our self-esteem is down in the dirt because a lot of black men are going out here finding these women, these white women, and they, you know, because, you know, sisters have a lot of mouths. I'm one of them. I have a lot of mouth, and I've had to learn I mean, the situation with my friend has humbled me because I've had to learn to shut up. And women need to sometimes learn to shut up. Shut it up. You know, if your man is not really feeling what you're trying to say, you need to just shut up somewhere and sit down. But women just want to sit there and run their yap. And, I mean, sometimes love means shutting up. Sometimes that's what it means. It's that.
Anybody else want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that because, you know, that's basically saying, you know, I wouldn't want somebody to shut up. I want somebody to speak their mind. I mean, in an appropriate way. I don't want you just rambling your mouth, you know, and saying any old thing at any old time. But I would hate to find out that somebody has been shutting up because they think that, you know, that's the best way to, you know, to keep, you know, keep love in a relationship.
But I mean, it depends. Like you said, in an appropriate way. Sometimes we.
What's wrong? Let me ask you this. Can I ask your name, ma'am? You mind?
Yeah, Reiko, Ray, or like, Ray for short.
Ray, how you doing, Ray?
I'm doing good.
What? Okay. Why do some women have a hard time listening to their man?
Because. Oh, okay, I'm going to tell you this. Me and some of my friends were talking about that. And you have to understand something about females. Females get together with their girlfriends, and we like to talk, and, you know, we analyze our relationships and stuff like that. But the problem is we don't know how to communicate with our men because men and women communicate in different ways. You guys can say something, like the guys that are on the phone now, y'all can say something and everybody will say amen. The woman will say something for 15 minutes, and you will not understand a word she said. It's because we just communicate differently. It's just that we communicate differently. It's not that we are wrong or right. It's just that the way we talk to each other, the way females communicate is different from the way males communicate with each other. You know, because a female, like, let's say I'm with somebody, and he brings his friends over, and they want to watch the game. A female does not understand that this man is trying to watch the game. He ain't trying to listen to what happened at work. He don't care what happened to me at work. Not right now. He'll listen to that later on during the commercials.
Not even then.
Not even, exactly.
It's going to be after
women
the game.
Women feel like everything that goes on in their lives is so important that we have to tell our man, let me tell you what that so-and-so did to me, that heifer, that bee, that whatever we want to call them. Men are not trying to hear that. And so,
well, I don't necessarily think it's that. I just think it's a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
It's a time and place. You have to know.
Things
you,
inappropriately.
People,
with my
people
friend,
have.
Huh?
People have to know. You have to know your. That goes back to knowing your mate. You have to know when it's a good. You got to know when it's a good time to talk to him. You got to know how.
How
what,
do you
what,
know that? I mean
that's from being. That's just, that comes from just being around and paying attention. Really, that comes from paying attention. If you know that when he's mad, that he does not like to talk. You know what I mean? Cause he just wants to sit somewhere in his own chair, whatever. Goes into a room and just chill for a couple hours, let it blow off. If you know that, then do not go in every time he's mad and drill him with 100 million questions or beat conversation out of him. If he's the type of person that just likes to sit off by himself and calm himself down, then that's what you have to do. But you have to pick up on that.
I'm going to tell you something. Women treat men like women. That's the problem. Women treat men like that's my girlfriend and I can just tell her everything. And men are not women. They're men.
But it goes for men too. You have to know how. You have to learn your woman. You have to know your woman. You know what I'm saying? If your woman likes, no matter what your day is like, if she likes a hug as soon as she walks through that door, she wants a hug when she walks through that door every day. You have to know your You have to know the person that you with. You have to pay attention to them.
You know what that really is? They got a new slang terminology to define all that. Because I don't have that problem with women. It's real simple, and that word is swag. If you got some swag about yourself, you don't have to worry about that.
Worry about
Your one, it's all about your confidence again. It's all about your personality again. A woman will listen to anything you have to say if you say it like you know what you're talking about and like you mean it. A woman will not keep aggressively saying stuff to you or giving you away.
That ain't necessarily true. That ain't necessarily true.
You say it like you mean it.
You ain't met the right woman.
Cool. I'm trying to tell you, women understand. Women totally.
Nah, that's not necessarily true, because you can say something in so many different languages. You know, black people, we got many different ways of saying stuff. We got different ways of word to one. We can say one sentence, say it in five different ways.
But your woman know how to push your button. If she
exactly,
know that,
but
she
that doesn't necessarily
that
does but that doesn't
well,
necessarily
you know,
mean
you know
that does not necessarily
hard headed.
See, that does not necessarily don't live. Listen to you though. Just because you can, and that goes from women to men too. You don't necessarily mean that person gonna listen to you. They could be, that swag does not happen.
I mean, your swag is not hot, man. I'm trying to tell you.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with your swag, man. That just
does,
has something to do with the person that you're dealing with.
If you're dealing with that type of person, you're dealing with the wrong person. Women are not intentionally making you mad all the time. If you get that understanding up front, that when I get off work, I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and your woman truly loves herself, then that would not be a problem. If you get off work and you lie, then your swag is down and it won't work. Honesty is one of the key components to love. So first you got to be honest with yourself. Do I really want to be with this woman? Yes, no. You ain't no in the middle, ain't no depending on the situation. Yes, no, but just like being married, whether it's good times or bad, do I want to be with her? Once that's situated, if the answer is yes, the rest of it is up to your personality, which is your swag. Once your mate understands that, you don't have that problem of not living.
But you know, females have a swag too.
And you got to understand that. Right now, if my old lady walked in this door, I could tell you the next 15 moves she'd make. Because I understand her swag. I know what she'd do. She comes, she'll explain to me what happened at work. She'll tell me what happened at her school. She'll get on MySpace and check her message. She'll ask me, did I eat? She'll take a shower. She'll be in bed by 10 o'clock.
But what if
guaranteed.
Anything about that changed? What if anything that you just described changed?
Then I would have to change and figure out what's going on.
I mean, what
that's
if
what life
she
is.
Came home a little bit late and she was
right.
happy? And
right,
she didn't
I'm with
tell
that.
You nothing about her day.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that because the door opens both ways.
I disagree there too. I honestly believe everybody has a certain routine that they do in life. Everybody has a routine. I don't care if you drink, smoke, work late,
right.
nights, whatever it is. Everybody has a routine. And I honestly believe I am the same. This has never failed me, not one time. As soon as somebody starts breaking that routine, there's something wrong.
Something
and trust
Amen.
Me, it's something wrong
Amen.
For the worse.
Amen. Because, I mean, that's what I'm going through. And, I mean, I'm asking my man, what's, you know, I told him, I mean, I sat this man down and I told him, I said, look, if you feel like there's somebody out there for you, you done laid eyes on somebody, I will not hold you back. I mean, I care about him that much. I mean, I'm trying to do better because, I mean, I was one of these females. I had that weight loss surgery. I lost 125 pounds. I thought I was cute. I'm out here at the club. This man was at home alone wanting me. I was out at the club with my girlfriends. And so now he's tired of it. He is tired, and I understand that. And now I'm like, trying to get him back and trying to do for him the stuff I should have been doing last year.
Yeah.
This time last year, I should have been doing the stuff I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But
and that comes from that routine. Once he got tired of sitting home so much, he's like, you know what? This ain't gonna work no more.
That's what he said. He was like, I'm tired of it. Once he said that,
if he goes away, right? If he decides tomorrow you're not the woman for him, who do you think really missed out? You or him?
I think it'll be me, because he's a
Wrong.
Good man.
Him, sweetheart.
But see, the thing is, I have 25
him.
Other phone numbers I can call.
Him. That means he missed out on you.
But
that means
I mean,
he missed
my
out
thing
on
is,
you.
He's
but
good.
The you got to understand this, and see, that's why I was asking at the beginning of the show. You know, do y'all believe love is worth fighting for? She's willing to
create.
She's willing to correct what she messed up. But you got to understand, she was dealing with a physical challenge first.
Right.
So when she got rid of that physical challenge, she had a new confidence. She had a new swag. Now she's like, I got to go out. I want to, you know what I mean? I just want to go out here and have some, I want to have a go out and a good time. But her mistake was not bringing that man with her along in her celebration of that new, of her newfound, you know what I mean, body or whatever. So that's where the problem came in there. She can still,
you have to realize that there are people in this world that love you. I mean, I had to realize this man has done things for me that no other man ever has. Every man in my life has abused me. And now I have somebody that's only trying to love me, and I abused him. And I mean, it's a very humbling experience when that man's like, you know what, I'm tired, I'm getting ready to go. And I'm like, oh, no, you ain't going nowhere. And it was very humbling for me. It was very humbling because I was about to lose the best thing that's ever happened to me so far in my life.
And you still have
so now, I mean, with that man, I go over to that man's house, I rub his feet, rub his back, you know, sponge bath, whatever he needs, I'm going to give him everything. I cook, I clean. When he came home tonight, he had a clean house. He didn't have to worry about nothing. He had a plate in the refrigerator. All he had to do was put it in the microwave. He didn't have to do anything because he means that much to me.
That's what we talked about earlier in the show, that communication and the recognizing that you said that you knew you had messed up, so you was trying to, you know what I mean? You knew that, so you was trying to fix that situation. That's what I mean by if he really was done, he'd have been gone. You would have had no chance to fix it. So his heart ain't ran out yet. You still got him. He ain't going nowhere. And that's what I mean by what
but
does
I'm,
love
I'm
mean?
Still, I'm loving him the way I would. I mean, I'm feeling that kind of desperation, like, you know, I don't want to fall at his knees and make him feel like he can drag me. I don't want to get dragged.
You're not going to have that problem. He's just now getting from you. He's now getting from you what he wanted initially in the beginning.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, this man used to be like, well, can you give me a kiss? No, mother, I ain't giving you no kiss. Leave me alone. And, I mean, I treated him so badly. And, I mean, I told him last month, I said, there's no way I can apologize for every wrong thing I've done. I was such a very, I mean, I didn't cheat on him, but I just treated him so badly. This man was trying to show me what love was about. I had been kicked so many times by so many men that I didn't know when somebody tried to love me, I didn't recognize it. That's the problem. I didn't recognize that somebody was trying to actually be nice.
Yep.
So now I'm trying to be nice, and I'm like, oh, God, it's too late. You know, I did wrong, and he's tired of me, and he doesn't, you know, he put up with a lot of nonsense from me. He put up with a lot of nonsense from me.
Anybody got anything they want to say? Still on the title, we got like 6 to 5. We got 5-6 minutes left. Anybody, any of the 2 hours want to say anything while we got a few minutes left? Hello?
Yeah, well, obviously you can see that there's a difference of opinion, and it's a good thing that we have the female perspective in this conversation between a man and a woman. I personally believe that if you're in a relationship with somebody, and you really feel that it's worth fighting for, you should do that. You should most definitely do that. And I'm with that. On the other foot, I believe you have to love yourself first. If you don't do that, it won't never work. A lot of people break up because they say, well, you know, this is not where I want to be, and da da da. That's really an excuse. That's an excuse. As far as, like, women listening and different things like that, women cannot listen to these weak men that's out here nowadays. I feel sorry that these women are dealing with these weak men, these men that ain't out here going hard to take care of the family. So I understand why women are not listening. But when you are a strong man, that part of the relationship is not a problem. Your woman, the woman will test what you say 5, 10, 15 times. But eventually, she'll see you're a man of your word, and that won't be a problem. You'll be able to compromise.
I can't necessarily agree with that, because that's not always going to work out successful, because I went through that. Dre, you already know. So that's not always, it should work like that.
I haven't had that problem, man, out of my whole life. I had some women that tested what I said, and I proved to them, because men lie. So it's hard to listen to somebody that you think is lying to you. So if they don't trust you, they won't do as you ask. They won't understand your perspective. So, of course, every time you say something, they're going to give you a rebuttal. But once you prove that you're in it for them, that's not the problem. That listening, it won't even affect the situation. Minimal problem.
Sean, you got anything you want to say, bro?
I got nothing to say for today. I'm never this quiet. I'm listening to your stories. I'm listening to his story. I mean, you need to carry this on over another day.
Yeah, I mean, email me.
Hold on. Let me write. Let me get.
Taj will tell you. I'm never speechless. I got nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, because
hold on a second, Carl. Let me get your. What's your email address?
I'm gonna get my girlfriend on the phone next time. She gonna have to put her.
Carla, what's your email address?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's so pretty with the I, SOPRETTI @AOL.com. I'm on Facebook and MySpace.
What's your MySpace?
Rayko Hill. Just look me up. RAIKO Hill.
Okay.
But I'm gonna find you.
Yeah, I'm on MySpace as well, under Go Get It Promotions. You'll find me on MySpace under there. And I'll go ahead and add you to my email list and send you out a daily blast. Somebody roll this over. This will actually have to wait till Monday, because tomorrow and Thursday I have interviews with some people that you guys honestly will, for the next 2 days, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow and Wednesday, because the people I'm going to have, Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Thursday. I'm gonna roll this over to. I'm gonna do this one again on Monday, and do a part two of this, because we need to carry this over, because you gonna go back. We're gonna go back and forth about this all day, because
yes,
I honestly
sir.
What you're saying.
Get your
what
swag
saying,
up.
You can be honest, but it's like I said, it's about the person that you're dealing with, because you can have swag, you can be honest, but eventually, if that person you can't. Force somebody to believe you. They don't want
then
to believe
you. Then you're with the wrong person.
You know what? You and me are a lot alike, because, you know, I was the same way. I was like, you know what? I can get these men to believe what I say. And, you know, I was like, you know, I can get a man to do what I want. I can get a man to give me money. But you know what? I cannot make a man love me.
But, sweetheart, if I was with you and I came home and you done cooked and wiped my feet off and got me all worked out,
all of that
fine.
Would be done. See, that's where I had to be humbled. That's the thing. I had to be humbled. I had to learn, okay, you can't come home or you can't have a man come home, ain't nothing cooked. He the only thing he hears when he comes in the house is, you know, what happened in your day.
Right, the missed meal crabs.
He don't get a chance to chill. He don't. I mean, you know, my man had to listen to whatever came out of my mouth. He didn't have a chance to tell me what happened to his day. So
not
now, I had to be humble. I mean, he gets
not to cut
cooked.
It.
Huh?
Not to cut everybody off. We got less than a minute to go.
Okay.
Real quick, I want to thank everybody for calling in, for listening in, for all the listeners out there. Do understand? I'm going to do this. I'm gonna do a part two for everybody requesting. I'm gonna do a part two. That's gonna do it Monday. So definitely stay tuned in on Wednesday and Thursday for these interviews. It's gonna be something that you want to hear. Bring I have a pen and paper next to you. We're gonna need to take down some information tomorrow once you hear this show. But I want to thank everybody, and I definitely will add you to my email list. Okay, I want to thank everybody out there for listening to the show. And like I always say, love each other. Just expect to be loved. Tune in tomorrow, and God bless you.
All right,
get your swag up.
All right, bye.